Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. We have a spectacular exhibit opening this Friday night at WHQR. I've been out in the gallery throughout the morning looking at these art quilts. They're like nothing I have ever seen. They're so vibrant, so detailed, so textured. They're just gorgeous, and you have to see them in person. It is my pleasure today to have Maggie Early in the studio with me to talk about her exhibit, her quilting. The exhibit is called Quilting Outside the Blocks. So, Maggie Early, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this.
That's great. Our fourth Friday gallery night is from 6 to 9 on Friday. We'll have wine and snacks. You can meet Maggie. She'll talk with you about the quilts. And there's great information about this on our website, whqr.org, and a very nice article just appeared in Encore magazine as well. So you can check out those sources. But let's listen to Maggie right now. Talk to us about how you began as an artist as a child.
Oh, I don't color in the lines very well, and I didn't have the opportunity in public school to take art because I was more interested in those years in music, and they were offered at the same time because we don't want to give people with the same side of the brain working all an opportunity. But anyway, I went off to college and took some art, and that was equally unsatisfactory because I chose a school with the least art program on the face of the East Coast. But I've always done art, and my parents bought me the materials and let me just jump into it and explore. Color. I was the kid that got new crayons and took them all out of the box and admired every single one and put them back in order of some kind because it made me feel good.
Yeah, I used to obsessively draw color wheels as a child.
Oh.
I just loved color wheels the first time I learned about that. And yeah, and putting all the colors in gradations.
I just thought that was the most magic thing I
ever
discovered. Who thought of that?
I know, when you could look across the wheel and see the complementary colors. Oh, it was exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah, a color is a spectacular part of your work. Let's talk about some media you explored along the way. Watercolor and acrylics.
I've tried everything. if it was a new kind of thing that I could buy and give a shot at, I would do that. And I've done fairly well at some of those other things. But there's something about fabric that has allowed me to go in a direction that paint, I was too inhibited with the paint to explore. So throwing fabric at a wall and chopping things up and putting them back together has just gotten me a long way in joy and time.
Now, you started out with more conventional quilting?
Well, yes, I think everybody does because there's this, there are these books about how you're supposed to do it and how your points are supposed to meet, and they're all supposed to be very, very carefully done. And I'm really good for about two squares. And then after that, I'm really tired of cutting out perfect squares, and they begin to lopside, and then it's all gone to heck and back.
Well, it's a great thing for the world of art that you do want to color outside the lines and go beyond the borders.
Color is the thing that grabs me.
Right. Now, let's talk about your process now. You said throwing fabric at the wall.
I generally start, with some exceptions, I start with some kind of photograph that I found. I have stacks of things ripped out of magazines and newspapers and that kind of thing, and some that are yet to come. And I frequently base them on that, again, with color, but also with form, because there's one out there with horses on it. I couldn't draw a horse to save my life, but I can master it off of something that already exists. And then I just sort of go from there, and I get to buy fabric and run my sewing machine. And what more does life offer?
That's a wonderful quilt called At a Gallop that features something which shows up in a number of your art quilts. The picture extends beyond the border of the quilt.
Yes.
There's a riding crop in the rider's hand, and it goes out through the top of the frame and sticks out past the edge of the quilt. And also, at the bottom of the quilt, some dust from the racetrack kind of seems to be falling down into the border of the quilt, which is wonderful.
It took me a long time to figure out that I could get away with that. It's not in the little book.
Right.
The riding crop, it took me a while to figure out how to do that, but there's a soda straw, plastic straw, inside the little crop so that it won't just flop over.
Inside the fabric to keep it stiff. If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Maggie Early. She is an amazing quilt artist. Her exhibit is called Quilting Outside the Blocks. It opens this Friday evening at WHQR for our fourth Friday gallery night from 6 to 9 p.m. I want to talk some more about some of the other quilts. There are many, many quilts in the exhibit, and some of them are very large. if we were to look at a quilt like Spike's Diner, which is one of my favorites.
I love Spike's
it's
Diner.
Long and it depicts a diner with lots of people sitting in different booths, having different things to eat, transacting business. There's a real estate deal going on at one table. And talk about that process on that particular quilt and how long it took.
Well, I originally was going to make a dollhouse diner. And I'm neither capable of that, nor did I want something that big sitting around. So I thought, well, maybe I could make it into a quilt. Spike was our dear little doggy. So he gets his name gets featured a lot in pieces that I do. So how do I explain this? I knew that I wanted my color theme to be primarily black, white, and red to give it some real pop. So I collected a lot of black and white fabrics. I think there are 30 or so different little black and white prints in there. And I just did the rest of it more or less like a dollhouse or a stage set so that everybody's doing something. It took forever. It was an insane thing to do, but it's one of my favorite pieces.
It is wonderful. And that there are signs all around the exhibit saying, please do not touch, please do not touch. In between every quilt, please do. And of course, I walked right up to Spike Steiner and started to stick my hand on a particular piece of shiny fabric. And Michelle Crouch, one of our graduate fellows, said, Jamila, don't touch. I'm like, can I not read the sign?
That's one reason that fabric is interesting is because it's so tactile. You are compelled. It's not a right or wrong. You can't help but judge it.
Yeah,
that's why I have to hit people who do that.
Absolutely. Now, you would not go into a gallery and touch an oil painting.
No, it wouldn't.
But somehow, when it's fabric, my hands just went for it. So we'll all have to come to the exhibit Friday night and put our hands behind our backs and walk around like we're pacing
the
floor.
I'll bring my whip.
Actually, if you look over there, we have two different writing crops here in
perfect.
The studio.
Perfect.
You can take one with you out in the gallery on Friday night. The subjects of the quilts vary tremendously. You can go from a geisha to a surfer dude throughout the exhibit. There's also one of my favorites. It's called Jazzmatazz.
Ah.
It has wonderful, sparkly fabrics. It shows various musicians, including a singer who is wearing a dress with a feather boa, and there's actually feathers that come out of the quilt and make it three-dimensional. She's wearing a necklace that is actually little beads that come out from the quilt. I just love that.
I wanted that one to be darker than it is. I wanted to do a quilt that expressed the blues.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. So there are lots of happy people on there, and it's one of my favorites, too. It has lots of sparkly fabrics in it, and they were fun to pick out. But there is one lonely little piano player up in the top right-hand corner who's not made it yet, and he's busy composing the music.
I'll go look for him.
Yeah, put him in there to sort of balance the fact that everybody else in there was successful and full of verve.
And talk about the blues that are in that piece, the colors of blue that are the different shades of blue are so beautiful. That's a great one. And also another one that's a big favorite of mine is the one called African Rhythm. It's the colors of Africa, the sights of Africa, women walking with things on their heads. And that's a really beautiful quilt. Again, folks, these are art quilts. They're not the sort of thing you're going to curl up in bed with. Maggie would probably,
I would hurt you.
She would hurt you, yes. Talk about the border on the one called African Rhythm, because it's not a conventional border at all.
Well, the ladies on the bottom row of African Rhythm were a picture in, I think it was a National Geographic that I saw in the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have to do those ladies. So that was the beginning, and then the rest of it. The border had a very pragmatic cause, and that was that I ran out of some of the fabrics. So I couldn't do a full-width border to frame it. So the border is angular pieces of fabric that make intersecting kinds of V's and stuff that stick out on the edge. And it really worked, but it was not my original inspiration. It was done because I had screwed up on how much I bought.
But that border gives it a sense of movement.
It does.
It's like the quilt is moving and wants to come off the wall. It's really wonderful. I could go on and on and on, but I really encourage everyone who's hearing the interview right now, do come and see the show. If you can't make it Friday from 6 to 9 and meet Maggie, have some wine, some snacks, and see this great exhibit, Quilting Outside the Blocks. The gallery is open weekdays here at WHQR. I think the official hours are 10 to 4, but there's a little leeway around that. Come and see them. Don't touch them. But come and see them. And remember that Maggie will have her writing crop in hand on Friday night to make sure that she disciplines all of us to keep us away from getting too close. Maggie, it's just a beautiful exhibit. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for bringing these and putting them in our gallery. I wish we could keep this here for a year, but that's me.
Well, we can talk.
We can talk. Okay, my people will call your people. All right. Maggie Early, the great quilting artist whose work is featured in the gallery right now, the MC Ernie Gallery, Quilting Outside the Blocks. This is WHQR.